Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Chaf Aleph in Meseches Yevamos. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. That's going to continue the analysis of the Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Amud Aleph that discussed when and why a body is considered identified as belonging to a husband who is alleged to have died. We're going to discuss the line in the Mishnah that says that even if one sees the individual, God forbid, being attacked by a wild animal, one cannot assume that he is dead. And the Gemara, on the bottom of Kuf Chav Amud Beis, going to Kuf Chav Aleph, will discuss different instances of seeing an individual who, God forbid, is attacked. And then we will discuss also other instances of an individual drowning and being sure that the individual died. Then we will have a Mishnah, a very, very important Mishnah. And that is the Mishnah that introduces us to the concept of Mayim She'ein Lahem Sof. And that is the fact that someone drowns in an ocean, even if you look in the entire horizon, the entire period of time, and you do not see him rise up from the water, nevertheless, we are not positive that he didn't come up somewhere else, and therefore, that is not considered enough of an eidus to assure that the husband is no longer alive. That is a very, very important category in the sugyas of agunas, that we are not lenient on a mayim she'ein lahem sof, and we will have a mishnah about that. Finally, we will have a mishnah about hearsay, particularly from women, that someone has died, and when one can infer from a conversation that a person has died, and thereby allow the man's wife to remarry. So let's Be'ezer Hashem pick up 8-9 lines from the bottom. Kuf Chaf Amud Beis Va'achaya Ocheles Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. This that we learned in a Mishnah, that if you see a wild animal devouring a person, the halacha is that that's not enough to testify that the man has died. Lo shalom mimakom she'ein nafsho yotza. Only if you see the animal attacking the person in an area where that limb, when attacked, will not cause a person to die. However, if you see him, for example, attacking his neck, then in such a case, and then you could testify and make his wife permissible to remarry. What happens if the majority of a person's two cords, they are the trachea and the esophagus, that are cut, or the majority of it, ubarach, and then the person escaped, me'idin. In such a case, you could testify that the person died. Even though you didn't see his final breath, nevertheless, a person cannot live if the majority of it is cut. Of course, this expression, shnayim, is an expression that's used also in Hilchos Shechita. Says the Gemara, v'amar v'yudah m'shmol shachat bo shnayim rov shnayim v'rimeis, v'amar kisvu get lishti hareilu yichtavu v'yitnu, chayu v'sof olamus. Answers the Gemara. The Gemara first asks, we didn't spell out what the kasha is, that when it comes to halach of get, if a person has had the majority of his head severed, he could still signal, if it's clear that he's signaling to give his wife a get, then a get can be administered. So what do we see? We see the person is not considered dead. To which Gemara says, you're right, at that moment, he's not considered dead. And therefore, he could initiate a divorce. However, chayu v'sof olamus, ultimately, he will die, and therefore, if the witnesses, or the witness, when it comes to Iguna, sees a man in such a position, then his wife will be able to remarry if the majority of his head has been severed with his trachea and his esophagus. Elamiata yegola al yada. If that would be so, then in such a case where Reuven did this to Shimon, Reuven, if he did it by mistake, should go to Golos. Alamatayim, why did we learn Brisa Shachar Shnayim or Rov Shnayim? Harezein gola. Then in such a case, we don't consider Reuven a murderer b'shogeg, he doesn't go to Galus. Itmar lo, mervoshia, chayshina and shema ruach fil dalto. We're afraid that it could be the wind caused the person to die, and not Reuven who severed the majority of Shimon's head. Inami, or else, shema iu kirev misasa. Or another explanation is that if the head has been severed, so then the individual himself might end his own life. Why? Rashi says, because of his convulsions. And therefore, the Rotzeach b'shogeg Ruvain would not go to Golas. My benayi, what's the difference, the nafgamina, between these two pshatim of why shachat rov shnayim, the Ruvain who cut the majority of the esophagus and the trachea will not go to Golas? These two explanations would have, find a nafgamina d'shachtei b'beisei. If Ruvain murdered Shimon in a house where there isn't a lot of wind, d'shishi u'perches. So there, it's not a lot of wind, but he convulses. So according to the second explanation, still Ruvain would not go to Golas. According to the first explanation, he would. Inami d'shachtei b'bra v'lo perches. Or he murdered him outside, and his body did not convulse. So then, according to the second explanation, then Ruvain will go to Golas, and according to the first explanation, he would not. But at the end of the day, the Golas is an exception to the rule, but he would be sofolamos, and as recorded above, the halacha would be that if one sees a man who has rov shnayim shachat, so then in such a case, he's sofolamos, and one could testify on behalf of his wife that her husband has died. The Gemara continues, we learn in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer loy kol ha'odom loy kol ha'mokim loy kol ha'shoy shavim. We had learned in our Mishnah that we could only testify on a body 3 days after it's been murdered or died. Afterwards, we have to be concerned that it's unrecognizable. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it all depends on the situation. Ibailuhu asks the Gemara, let's understand more precisely Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's position. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava lekula pligi palig o lechumra palig. Is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava giving us a position lekula or lechumra? Now there are different ways to understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Let's take a look at Rashi on the first narrow line. This Tanakhama says 3 days. Also, Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar yesh lecha adam o makom o sha she'enu mahir linfach l'shnas v'yachal heid afila achar gimel yamin. Is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava coming to say that the body can last longer, and that would be lakula? In other words, that a man would be able to testify about the death of another man even after 3 days. O lechumra palig or it's lechumra de ka'amar Tanakhama ach shosh yam meidim v'as. Or he's saying that we will never believe someone after 3 days, but even within 3 days, sometimes the body decomposes quite quickly. Continues the Gemara at the end of the first wide line on Kuf Chaf Alf. Tashma, the who gavra the tov bikarmi vaskua abi
hedyoi. There was a fellow that drowned in a city that's name was Karmi. And he was brought up in a place called Abi Hedyo, Lebaser Tosin Yamin, 3 days after he had drowned. Va'ansua, and they married his wife off. Who did it? Rav Dimi min Ardoi Ledevisi. Rav Dimi min Ardoi even to his own daughter. So what do we see? That after 3 days, one could still marry off. I said married her off to his daughter. That would not make sense. But married her off to someone in his house. Vesu, and another question, who gavra the itba be diklas in the narav chidekel vaskua agishra dishabistana, and they took him up on a bridge. Vansvua Rava Ladvisi apuma dishvine, and Rava also married off based on edim of those who were walking him, lebasar cham shiyam, after 5 days. So now, analyze the Gemara. If you're going to say, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is saying, even after 3 days, in certain instances in 5 days, in who the Ovid. That's what Rav Dimi and Rava followed. Ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, following Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Liyamit, l'chumra palig, v'inu David keman. Who did Rava and Ravin follow? Answers the Gemara, Shani Maya. Could be that water is different, the tzamtzi. That it shrivels up and it causes the face not to become swollen and to a point that's not recognizable. We know if we put our hands into water that it becomes like what my kids call like a prune. So the water actually aids against preventing the body from decomposing. And therefore, here, the poskim will be lenient. Even if Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is normally machmir, anytime after 3 days, here they'll be lenient. Asks the Gemara, Va'amrit, but didn't we learn the opposite about the properties of water? Va'amrit mayim marzu maka, that mayim makes a wound worse. We had quoted this earlier on Kuf Chaf Amid Beis, when it comes to identifying somebody from
the ways down, there the Gemara discussed a particular instance and said that the Mayim caused the body to decompose more. It says, Gemara, Hani mili hecha diikamaka. If there's a wound, then it'll cause the wound to rapidly increase and make the body less recognizable. But what if the body, the person just drowned because of lack of oxygen? Now, hecha diikamaka minsis tsamis. Then it would preserve the body. The Hani mili, and this only applies to chiaske chazya b'shaite. Only if they look at the body at the moment when it was picked up from the water. Aval, ishtoi, but if it extends a particular period of time, mitzvah tafich, limpoach means to blow up, then the body will swell, and then the body will be unrecognizable. Nu mishnah, nafal amayim shein lehem, nafal amayim. If a person falls into water, bein sheyesh lehem self, bein shein lehem self, whether the water, one can see the next shoreline, or whether it goes on forever. Ishto asura. Then in such a case, we don't know that the person ever died. Why? Even though he fell into water, he seemed that he drowned. Could be he somehow swam to the other end, or grabbed onto something, and survived. Amar Rabbi Meir, Maisa Becha Shanafu Labar Hagadol. Someone fell into a large bar, Va'ala La'achar Shlosha Yamim, and he came out 3 days later. In other words, he held on to something and he managed to survive. Amar Rabbi Yossi Maisi Besum, Maisa Besuma, there was an event with a blind person, Sheyard Litbo B'Ma'ara. He went to do Tvila in a cave, the Yorad Moshcho Acharav, and there was someone who went afterwards. His attendant went afterwards, Visho, and they waited by the edge of the cave, Kadesha Teitse Nafsham. They couldn't find him, and normally the person would have drowned. And then they married off the wife. So we see Rabbi Yossi recounts that if a person seems to have drowned, we do marry off the wife. It seems to be in contrast to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara is going to sort out these different opinions. V'shuv ma'isa ba'asya, in a place called Asya Be'echad, sheshel shaluhu liyam, v'lo also biyadam el araglo. They knew he drowned, and they tried to find his body, and they found his legs. Amru chachamim, this we mentioned in the Gemara earlier, on the previous daf, min arkuva ulamal tinase, min arkuva ulamatlo tinase. If there's enough of identifiable feature of his body, from the ankle all the way to the hip, so then in such a case, we will allow him to get married. If it doesn't include the hip area, and only lower down, then lo tinasa, then he cannot get married. Now the Gemara begins to take apart the sugya of mayim she'en lahemself and mayim she'esh lahemself. Tana Rabban, nafal mayim. If he fell into water, bein she'esh lahemself, bein she'en lahemself, ishta asur divrei meir. However, the Chachamim disagree. If the mayim has a border, then in such a case, the woman is muteres. What does it mean it has a border as an end? You could see the other shoreline, and you saw that the husband never came up, so then she's muter. However, she'en la himself ishta asura, then the woman is going to be asura. Hechadami mayim she'esh la himself, the Gemara spells out what we had just struggled with. Amar Abaye, kol she'omed v'ro me'arba ruchosav. If you see not only one shoreline, you need to see all the water, the body of water surrounded by four shorelines on four sides. Says Gemara, who gavra the tavet ba'agma. There was an individual that drowned in a swamp, the Samki. Its name was Samki. And the Mefarshim add that it was not possible to see four different shorelines. Va'an siva Rav Shila ledevaisu. And Rav Shila allowed his wife to get remarried even though they weren't able to see the shoreline. Amar Rav Shmuel, Tanishamte. Let's put Rav Shila into Cherim, because he didn't follow the rule to be machmir on a mayim shein lahemself. Amar Rav Shmuel said, Nishlach Leberesha. Let us ask him what exactly happened before we put him in Cherim. That's always a good idea, to ask what the story really was. Shochale, mayim she'en lahemself ishto asura o muteres. They asked him a general shayla, see if he paskins the shayla correctly. A mayim she'en lahemself, is the wife mutter or not? Shalachlu ishto asura. The wife is going to be prohibited. Va'agma, the samki mayim she'esh lahemself So first answer he got so far so good. The second question they asked him is whether this swamp, do you look at it as a mayim shein lo himself or he said it's a mayim shein lo himself. So then he asked, Umar by time of it, hachi, why then did you pass him it's a mayim shein lo himself that she's allowed to get married? Rav Shila respond, Mita te'ena. It was a mistake. I thought, since the swamp stays in one place, even though you can't see the shoreline. And Rav Shila says that he made an error of how to assess. He made an error of medame milsa la milsa. It's not that he was toa b'mishnah mefureshes, but he made an error in how to understand, how to look at an agam. Velo, he explains the Gemara, and Rav Shila's position, as Rav Shila himself said, is not correct. Kivanika gali, since there are waves, emar gali ashpalu, we have to be concerned that the waves threw him up and took him to a place where we weren't able to see, and then he survived. Kariyash Shmuel allowed the Rav. Shmuel said about Rav that Rav was very careful not to put Rav Shila into Nidui immediately, and he didn't put him in Nidui if it was a mistake of Tom Milsa Lemilsa. Because of the Pasuk Lo, Karala de Shmuel, he mentioned him about in the Pasuk, Lo Yunel Tzadik Kol Oven, that a Tzadik doesn't have any sin come to him, and the Tzadik was careful not to put someone inappropriately into Nidui. Karala Rav. Rav Elel de Shmuel, and Rav praised Shmuel, Ushua Berov Yoetz, and the Shua comes to someone who asks. Shmuel didn't run into putting him into Cherim, but rather he looked into the matter, and he inquired, and a Shua comes to that person. Tanya, Amar Rebbe Maisa B'Shnei B'nei Adam, there were two people, Michamrin Michmorim, they were spreading out nets by Yarden in the Jordan River. A terrible story. One of them got trapped. And he didn't come out. But they didn't see Pitzcha et Shel Mechila. They didn't see how he would be able to get out. And the friend, in other words, he was trapped there. There was no way out of the net. The friend waited to the amount of time he would drown. And they found a hole, so he was able to get out. And he came back, and he found them mourning that in his house. Dead man walking. How wise are the words of Chachamim? That's why we were afraid of dead man walking. Says the Gemara, nami shel dogim. We should be afraid of, even if there's a border in the land, in the sea, excuse me, that you're able to see all four sides, as we explained above in the Gemara, we should be afraid that there is a trap of fish, and he climbs inside of it, and that way gets out of the water, and he finds a way to go out. That wasn't very common, such a contraption that would save his life. We did not spell out exactly what this mechila shel dogim is. The mechila shel dogim is a small furrow underground, where almost like an aquarium that's built, in which the fish are housed, and sometimes the person could survive by going into that, what we refer to as a trap. On the one hand, it traps the fish. On the other hand, a person, if it has an opening, the person could go into that fish tunnel and then come out on the other end, even though in like a tunnel, coming out on the other side of the tunnel, even though we don't see him coming out from the four sides of the river. That's the case of Mechila Shel Dogim. Gemara continues, Amar Vashi, Hada Amru Rabbanu, Mayim Shein Lo Himself, Ishto Asura. This that we learned, that if there aren't borders to the sea, then the woman is also hani mili beinish da alma. That only applies to a general person. Aval tsurva me rabbanon lo. But if it's a famous rav, then it doesn't apply. Then we could allow his wife to remarry. Why? Ida salik kala islay. Because if he survived, people will be talking about it. Remember, in Ravashi's time, the Talmidei Chacham were the center of, they were the stars of the community. And therefore, if he'd be found, so then it would be known. Velohi, but the Gemara says we don't follow this. Loshna inishdam, loshna tzur midrabanim. Either way, Maim Shein Lo himself is going to be Aser. Comments the Gemara, Dievedin, these halachos only apply in regards to lechatchila. We don't allow the woman to remarry. However, bidiavad, if she married in a mayim shein himself, she's allowed to stay married to her original husband. There is a famous rivash, and I've heard from a shechter, at the time of the murder of the people in the Twin Towers, he discussed the sugyas of igunas. The Rivash in the Tshuva and Simin Shin Ayin Tes points out that min haTorah, we really are not choshish for the miyut of Mayim Shen L'Nsof. And it's a Chumra Midrabanan, and therefore Bidiavad, we're going to be Mekel, as described in our Gemara above. Shechter explained, based on an Ur Sameach, that the reason why we are Machmir, the Rabbanan were Machmir of Mayim Shen L'Nsof, is because there are so many kulos that exist in the halachos of Eidos Isha, so they wanted to shore up and protect that there wouldn't be too much of a zilzul, so therefore they created this takana, Mayim Shein Lamsof. Either way, whether one goes with Ar Sameach or not, clearly Mayim Shein Lamsof is a chumra midrabban, hence we're only machmir lechatchil and not bidyevet. Tanya Amar Begim lepamachas ha'isi mahalch b'svina. I was going on a boat for Isi b'svina achas shenishbara, and I saw that there was a boat that was breaking, capsizing. And I was worried about the Talmud Chacham was on Mani Reb Kivuk. Shalisi bi abasha bava yoshav vidon lefanai ba'alacha. Amarti lo, b'ni mi alacha. Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Akiva, who pulled you out from the sea? Amali daf shel svini. He says, I held on to a board of the ship, nestaminli. V'chol gal v'gal sheba alai, neneti lo roshi. And I picked my head above the waves. Rabbi Akiva had good survival skills in a case of where he was in Sakon. Mekanam ruchacham yavo rishon al adam. And Rabbi Akiva added, hence we have the expression, if there are rishayim that come onto a person, yinaneya lo rosho, he should raise his head above them. More precisely over here, when we say nimeti means to bend his head, when we say we meant to bend your head down, so to let the wave pass. So if a Rasha comes to challenge you, bend your head to them. Yinaneh lo Rasha, bend your head. Amarti said, Rabbi Gamliel, Bosa shal kamen gedolim divrei chachamim. How wise are what the chachamim say? Sha'amru mayim shei shalom sof muteris, mayim shei lo sof asura. Why? Because we're afraid, as Rabbi Akiva had described. So Rabbi Akiva rode the waves, and he rode the waves by bending his head when the waves had crashed. This way he was able to hold on to the board and not be knocked off from the board. Tanya Rikia Pamachas Isi Malach Bisfin Reisi Svina Achash Mitarefis Bayam. Another instance, Rabbi Akiva traveled a lot. We have a few stories about Rabbi Akiva on ships. He saw another ship capsizing. Reisi Mitzal Tam Chacham. It's the same description that Rabbi Gamliel had about Rabbi Akiva when he had capsized. So Rabbi Akiva described that he was concerned about Tamchum Shabbat, Manu Rabbi Meir. He was concerned Rabbi Meir. Kishalisim Dina Kuputkia, Bav Yashav Vidan Lefanai Ba'alacha. He came to speak to me in learning. I saw he survived. Amarti lo, b'ni mi alecha, amali gal tirdani. There was a wave that carried me lichaver v'chaveru lichaveru. It tossed me from one wave to the next. Achikiani liyabasha. Amarti Rabbi Akiva said, and notice by the way, the Rabbi Meir's survival technique was different than the survival technique of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Meir survives by getting thrown from wave to wave, while Rabbi Akiva ducks, as the Gemara suggested, that when Rishon come to you to lower your head down. Amarti Rabbi Akiva exclaimed the same thing before. Baos Hashai said at that moment, Kamen Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, how great are the words of the Chachamim Sha'amru, that they say, Mayim Sheisham Sofa Ishtam Mutaris, Mayim Sheilam Sofa Ishtam Asura, as Rabbi Meir had survived. The Gemara continues three lines from the bottom, Kuf Chaf Alef Amen Avtan Rabbanon, Nofa Lugova Rayos, if a person, God forbid, fell into a lion's, then Eim Eidin Alav. We can't testify him because maybe the fellow actually survived. But if it's to a hole full of scorpions and snakes, may even love you could testify that he died. Rabbi Yudah Mesera, Omer af lechafura malei nechashim akramim, may even love chashinan. He's worried, and this is Rabbi Yudah ben Mesera, not Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. We had a similar shita from Rabbi Yudah ben Bava before. Shema chaver hu. We're afraid that he was a chaver. Now, chaver here means someone who knows how to calm snakes. He knows languages of snakes. V'tanakama, agav itzitza, azkile. Because it takes the place's marrow, eventually he's going to offend one of the sensibilities of the snakes, and therefore, even if he's a chaver, ultimately he won't survive. The Gemara continues two lines on the top of Kuf Chafal, based on Rabbanon, nafal toch kivashayesh. Me'idin alav, if he fell into a furnace, a fiery furnace, he will die. And therefore, he could testify he's dead. Liyorim le'yayin, a large vat, v'shemen, me'idin alav, mishum rebach amar, shel shem, me'idin alav, b'nei shehu mavir, if it's a oil, so then he will become burnt. Here we're talking about oil, that's on a fire. So it's on a fire, then it will burn him. Shel yayin e me'idin alav, m'pnei shehu mechabe. Wine has the opposite effect, and then wine puts out the fire, and therefore he won't get burnt to a point that he'll be killed. The Mefarshim say he might burn his feet, but he won't be killed. Amr lo, tchilas mechabe v'sofa mabir. However, Rabbi Acha says that you don't differentiate, because at the end of the day, even when it comes to wine, initially that the wine begins to put out, however, at the end of the day, the wine also becomes flammable. Interesting to how one would explain this from a chemical perspective, what the Gemara is saying, but that's not our topic. Tanya Amar Lo Rabbi Meir, Eimas Kirin Maisa Nisim. They said to Rabbi Meir, you can't mention a particular case of a nace. If you remember, we learned in our Mishnah that someone fell into a bar, and Rabbi Meir proved that a person could survive in a bar, and therefore he was Machmir, in that case. The Chacham responded, that's a Maisim Nisim. My Maisim Nisim, what exactly do you mean? Ile Mendelo Achil Velo Ishti. In fact, they didn't eat and drink Vaksiv Vitzam Olai Val Tochel Val Tishtu. We see from Esther that person go for a while without eating and drinking. Ela Delo Naim, he didn't sleep. Dam Rabbi Yochan Shvua Shalo Ishin Shoshia Malkinoso. Vishin the altar. A person will not be able to go 3 days without sleep, and that's why if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to sleep, then that's considered a shvuas shav, because it's something that he cannot keep. For Rabbi Meir, my time up. And what's Rabbi Meir's logic? How could he have survived? I'm Rav Kana, keepin al gabi keepin havu. The way in which he survived, despite the fact that he fell into the bar, is he was able to lean his hand on this ridge, which was a top on top of a ridge. Rabbanan deshisha have it. Rabbanan hold, they were ridges that were made out of marble, shayish, and there was no way for a person to hold on, he would have slipped. Rameir Iefsher de lo masrich v'nayim porta. Rameir says that even though he would sleep, he would be able to get a little bit of, even though he would slip, he'd be able to get a lot of sleep in. The Gemara continues two lines before the Y. Tan Rabban Maisa Bibitoi Shanechunya. The story happened with the daughter of Nechunya. This is quoted in the Gemara in Bava Kamma as well as in Shkolim. The daughter of Nechunya, Chofer Shichen, Shenafla Lebar Hagadol, Bovi Dil Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. There was the daughter of Nechunya who was digging. The daughter wasn't digging, but Nechunya was Chofer Shichen because they needed water. And she fell into the pit, seems like the pit that her father had been digging. Ubavo deal to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Sharishon Amar Lehem Shalom. He said, don't worry, she's fine. Shni Amar Lehem Shalom. Shlishis Amar Lehem also. Third hour, he said, don't worry. She came out. Amar Lo, biti me'alecha. How did you get out? Amar Lo, she said to him, Zachar shel recholim nizdaminli. There was a goat with a beard. Vizakein manhigo. and he took me out of the bar. Excuse me. Rashi explains Sharachalim is the aisle. Zakin Echon Manhigo means that there was an elder person who was leading it, and that is Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the Zakin with the beard that was leading the aisle, and Rashi says it was the aisle Shel Yitzchak. Amrulo, so they said, wow, Rabbi Chanim ben Dosi knew exactly what was going on. Navi ata, amalem lo navi anichi velo ben navi anochi. Rabbi Chanim ben Dosi says, I'm not navi nor a son of navi. Ela davar shat tzadik misasek bo. But Nechunya was being osek in a mitzvah of digging people a bar. Yikasha bo zaro, will his children be punished by it? Of course, it must be that the child is going to survive. Amar Rabbi Abba, afal pikein, meis bino bitzama. But despite the fact that Chunya did this, his son still died of a drought. Shnemar usvivav nisara ma'od, melamed shehakadosh baruch hu medagdek im svivav kechut hasara. Kadosh baruch hu is very tough with those who are closest to him, to the tzaddikim. And so therefore, even though this child deserved to survive, this daughter, but there was another child that died from the drought. Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha, Kel Naratz Bisel Kedoshim, Rabba Venoira Kol Svivav, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is tough for those who are around him. And therefore, even though he was a big tzaddik, he was judged Kechut HaSaira, and that meant that a child of his had to die in a drought. A tough Gemara to conclude with our daf. Bezer Hashem, we are going to stop over here by the Mishnah on Kuf Chaf Aleph on the Beis. We have one more daf to finish Maseches Yevamos. And may we go Michael El Chayil together. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Kaf Chuf Aleph in Maseches Yevamos.